outdoors take us to summers away or winter adventures and afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimum supply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Save big money at Menards. Keep your lawn looking its best with Menards' premium four-part fertilizer program. Each step is tailor-made for the health of your lawn. Get started this spring with a bag of crabgrass preventer with lawn food. Apply just once early in the spring to feed your lawn for over 2 months. Pick it up in our garden center today and check out Menards.com for more hot deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hello and welcome to the Nutrition Diva Podcast. This is Monica Reinagle, and today's topic was suggested by a longtime listener, Stacy, who sent me a picture of something called watermelon seed flour. Is this another hyped up thing or legit? She wants to know, does it work like wheat flour? Now, I have to admit to you that Stacy's email was the first I'd heard about watermelon seed flour. Come to think of it, with the advent of seedless watermelons, which surely ranks as one of the top accomplishments of the modern era, I can't remember the last time I even saw a watermelon seed. Well, apparently all those seeds that are no longer gracing our fruit salads have now been ground up and rebranded as a low-carb, grain-free flour alternative. So is watermelon seed flour nutritious? Well, a quarter cup of watermelon seed flour provides 15 grams of fat, 9 grams of protein, and just 3 grams of carbohydrate. That high fat content means it's also relatively high in calories. A quarter cup of watermelon seed flour has 180 calories, compared with 160 in almond flour, 130 in coconut flour, and just 110 calories in a quarter cup of whole wheat flour. The nutritional profile of watermelon seed is probably most similar to that of almond flour. But I did put together one of my famous comparison tables showing the nutritional values for lots of different types of alternative and non-alternative flours. And you can find that on my blog at nutritionovereasy.com. But it seems that what's not in watermelon seed flour is just as important as what is in it. According to one of the leading purveyors of watermelon seed flour, it is not just grain-free and gluten-free, but also top 8 free. And what they mean by that is that it doesn't contain any of the 8 foods that are responsible for 90% of all food allergy reactions. The big 8, as they are called, are, and this is roughly in order from the most to the least common, dairy, shellfish, fish, wheat, eggs, nuts, peanuts, and soy. Now, being free of common allergens might seem like a pretty big plus, and indeed, many consumers interpret this sort of front-of-package labeling, like Big 8 Free, as an indication that foods that are free of these allergens are somehow more healthful or more nutritious. But, you know, for the 95% of the population who do not have allergies to these foods, there's really no advantage to avoiding them. Contrary to some mistaken impressions, eating a food like wheat or soy does not increase your chances of developing an allergy to it. If you want to see real change, you need to be consistent, and hair care is no exception. Vegamore makes sticking to your hair care routine easy so that you can actually see the results you've always wanted. With a monthly subscription of their Grow Hair Serum, you'll never run low on the products that you need, plus it saves you money. For best results, you want to use this for at least 3 months to see visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker looking hair. I'm only on month 2, but the routine is super simple, and I like the way my hair is looking. I also appreciate that Vegamore products are free of harsh chemicals and are also 100% cruelty-free. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore. And for a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/diva and then use the code DIVA at checkout. That's VEGAMOUR.com/diva and the code DIVA to save 20% on your first order.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with Norwegian. Visit NCL.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line, ships registry the Bahamas and USA.
The rest of my life gonna start today.
Save big money at Menards. Get your garden ready with groundbreaking power equipment from Earthquake. Tillers are great for breaking up compact soil and killing weeds in your garden. Get maximum power in a compact frame with a Pioneer rear tine tiller. It features dual direction tines and self-propelled steel wheels. Hurry in for all of your lawn and garden needs and visit Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Watermelon seed flour also seems to have been taken up by those who follow the paleo diet, which attempts to emulate the diet eaten by the hunter-gatherer humans who roamed the earth millions of years ago before the dawn of agriculture and domesticated livestock. The first watermelon seed flour recipe that I was able to find online was for low-carb paleo pancakes and waffles. You know, I have mixed feelings about the paleo diet movement, which I talked about more in a previous episode. Paleo enthusiasts can be awfully dogmatic about what is and isn't paleo approved, and I find that kind of ironic given how little we actually know for sure about what various Paleolithic populations ate and their health issues. And for a movement that purports to be a return to our nutritional roots, there seem to be an awful lot of very highly processed paleo foods. I picture early humans roaming the aisles of my local natural grocery store, tossing paleo-approved coffee creamer and energy bars and cheese puffs and mayonnaise into their prehistoric carts, and then heading home to heat up their prehistoric waffle irons for a batch of fresh watermelon seed waffles. I think something may have gotten lost in translation here. Many people who have embraced the paleo or the low-carb ethic have come to see grains as inherently unhealthy. But apparently, people who adopt low-carb and paleo lifestyles find it challenging to go without this category of food. In fact, most of the paleo recipes that I've come across seem to be attempts to make bread, cookies, muffins, and other baked goods without resorting to the use of grains. For example, you'll find lots of paleo baking flour mixes, both prepackaged ones and recipes for ways to make it at home. And most of these contain some combination of almond, coconut, cassava, tapioca, or arrowroot starch. And I've included all of those in that comparison table I made for you. Now, many of these products claim that you can simply substitute them for the same amount of regular wheat flour in your recipes. And I guess you can, but if you're expecting to get the same results, you're likely to be a little disappointed. The gluten protein in wheat and many other grains has unique properties which add strength, elasticity, and lift to batters and doughs. So grain-free and gluten-free baked goods tend to be heavier and denser than their grain-containing counterparts. So just to answer Stacy's question, no, watermelon seed flour will not work like wheat flour. But if you can't eat wheat or you just enjoy playing around with these alternative flours, I'd suggest using watermelon flour similarly to the way you'd use almond flour. But the real question here is, does avoiding grains make your diet healthier? Personally, unless you have a specific intolerance, I don't think you need to completely eliminate grains in order to have a healthy diet. That said, grain-based foods, especially those that are made with refined flour, can contribute an awful lot of calories to your diet without contributing a whole lot of nutritional value. So to the extent that avoiding grains means that you end up eating fewer baked goods and more vegetables, I can see how it could improve the quality of your diet. But if you simply replace grain-based foods with an equally excessive amount of grain-free bread, crackers, cookies, muffins, and waffles, I'm not sure how much you've actually accomplished from a nutrition perspective. So whether your baked goods and other treats are made with wheat, rice, cassava, or watermelon seed flour, I suggest that you exercise the same degree of moderation. So what are your thoughts about grain-free baking? Is watermelon seed flour something you'd like to try? Well, if you do, I would love to see what you make with it. You can post photos of your creations on my Facebook page, which is at facebook.com/nutritiondiva. If you have a question that you'd like me to answer in a future podcast, you can email me at nutrition@quickanddirtytips.com, or you can leave me a voicemail at 443-961-6206. Be sure to tell me if it's okay to use your voice on the show. The Nutrition Diva podcast is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast. Our audio engineer is Nathan Semmes, with script editing by Adam Cecil. Our operations and editorial manager is Michelle Margulis. Our assistant manager is Emily Miller. And our marketing and publicity assistant is Davina Tomlin. That's all for this episode. Thanks so much for listening. I'll see you next week.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.